On the Podcast, brought to you by onthepod.net, giving you one feature and one song straight from my iPod, highlighting cool stuff to listen to that I went out and found so you don't have to. Hey, everybody. No, sorry, I sounded like J.C. Hutchins there for a minute. Hey, guys, welcome back to episode number 6 of On the Podcast for the second week in February 2008. On this episode, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my new audiobook addiction that I just finished this past week. We're also going to play a song from an artist that I've seen many a time. She hails from the Cambridge, Massachusetts area of the country, and her name is Mika Pauly. But before we get into that, there are a couple of things I'd like to address. Last week's episode on the Waylon Jennings, episode 5, I like to refer to as the amazing episode because I went totally fanboy and said amazing at least 137 times. I apologize, but it was so amazing. Not that it wasn't amazing, and not that they're not amazing, but I just got a little ahead of myself and kept saying the word amazing. So if you want to go back and listen to me say amazing a lot of times, re-listen to episode 5. It's kind of fun. Also, you may have noticed that I promised you a Waylon Jennings primer all through episode 5, and unless you caught the podcast right as I posted it, you may have noticed that there was no Waylon Jennings primer. Well, there is a moral to that story. Always read your emails. And the second part to that is always check your emails. I had gotten my emails mixed up with the Waylon Jennings, and the one that I went to and referenced after I had done episode 5.5 and talked about it forever told me that I could play one song, not eight. So I promptly pulled the Waylon Jennings primer episode number 5.5 because I didn't want to get sued. That being the case, I happened to be on MySpace and checked my messages there, and lo and behold, had a message from Nikki Maida of the Waylon Jennings, who I had messaged a while ago asking if I could play some of her songs. Well, she said, sure, go ahead and play the songs, and if you'd like, you can play some of mine, because she has a really great solo album out there called Weather Vane that I highly recommend you go and get, and I'll actually feature her in a later episode of On the Podcast, so you can check that out for yourself. But thanks to Nikki Maida of the Waylon Jennings, episode 5.5 has, in fact, reappeared in your podcatcher. I can't say enough about the tracks that are on there. They're some of my favorite Waylon Jennings songs. You can go listen to episode 5.5 and hear studio tracks from some of the Waylon Jennings, as well as the acapella tracks that compare all of the versions of the Waylon Jennings. Okay, enough talking about what's happened before. Let's get on to this week's episode. Stay there, I'm going to hit you with a promo. And then we'll be back to talk about my latest audiobook addiction by Nathan Lowell.
Something new from audiobooks.com.
When Ishmael Horatio Wong is orphaned by a flitter crash, he must make some hard decisions about how to survive in a company-owned universe. With limited time and fewer options, he lands a job as the newest hand on the solar clipper Lois McKendrick and learns the importance of a good cup of coffee. If you're a fan of space opera but always wanted a story with a different kind of hero, meet Ishmael Wong. He isn't the lost son of an overthrown monarch. He isn't the captain of the ship. He's not even an officer. He's not rich or tall or handsome. He's not particularly bright. He's just an average guy trying to make his way in the universe. In their tradition of half spacesuit will travel and farmer in the sky, Quartershare begins the story of profit, confusion, and the heroism of day to day in the deep dark. Set sail with Ishmael, Pip, Beverly, and the rest of the crew of the Lois McKendrick in Quartershare, a trader's tale from the golden age of the solar clipper. A new science fiction novel by Nathan Lowell. Find it on audiobooks.com today.
And we're back. What I'd like to talk to you about this week is my latest audiobook addiction. And if you don't know what a audiobook is, head on over to www.podiobooks.com. That's P-O-D-I-O-B-O-O-K-S. And you will find several titles by several fantastic authors to listen to. What a audiobook is basically an audiobook that has been broken up into episodic format and made available via podcast. Four of the books that you can find over at audiobooks.com were written by Nathan Lowell. And it's a series of books that begin with Quarter Share, followed by Half Share and Full Share. And then the most recent book in the series is called South Coast, which is a little bit different, but still takes place in the same universe that Nathan Lowell created with his Quarter Share book. The Quarter Share, Half Share, and Full Share trilogy take place in outer space and feature a character called Ishmael Wong, who finds himself orphaned on a corporate planet and is forced to get a job. And the job that he does manage to find is on a cargo ship, and for the first time in his young life, travels outside of his home planet, travels outside of his own system, and really begins to see the world. These books are not books full of adventure per se, and they're not the types of things that would get made into big budget summer action blockbuster movies, but what it is a very convincing, very well written slice of life story that happens to take place in outer space. For my money, Nathan Lowell is very much the Garrison Keillor of science fiction. Not in the comedy way so much, but in the fact that he can sit you down and tell you stories without any tricks and make you believe that universe exists and make you want to be part of it. There's a definite progression in the three books of Quarter Share, Half Share, and Full Share, from a relatively simple story to a infinitely more complex story by the time you get to Full Share. But it's still a snapshot of the main character's life, and you get to see him day by day, and his encounters with people and their interactions, and as Nathan Lowell said, the devil is in the details, and the minutiae that he gets into on the inner workings of daily life were just fascinating and really, really drew me into the story. He manages to paint these pictures that you can see with your mind's eye, and it's a genuinely enjoyable ride. So in Quarter Share, you get to meet Ishmael Wong, as I've said, as he boards the Lois McKendrick, which is the ship that he signs onto. And the first book is really full of his experiences in his first time in space. The second book, Half Share, goes on to deal more with his personal relationships that he develops with the other members of the crew of the Lois McKendrick. And then the third book, Full Share, continues to deal both with his experiences in space, his relationships with his crew, and begins to work in some additional action behind the scenes. Nathan Lowell presents those three stories and his following book, South Coast, with just his voice. There's no soundtrack. It's not a multicast audio drama. It's just Nathan Lowell reading his books. And it really works. It fits the stories, and he establishes himself as such a good storyteller early on that by the end of the story, you're just really itching to know what happens next. The latest book in his series is called South Coast. South Coast is the story of a community on one of the company planets that you've visited previously in the Share books, but now you get to see all the members of that community and the corporation and how they interact and work together. The story centers around a fishing village, the shaman of that village and his son, the company that owns part of the planet, and how they all have quotas to meet. But again, and maybe because of the fact that you're no longer on the spaceship, the comparisons to Garrison Keillor telling stories of Lake Wobegon came back into my mind while listening to South Coast, and for me it was just as addictive as the outer space epic of Quarter Share, Half Share, and Full Share. And Nathan Lowell has that voice. Once you get into it, you're hooked. You can tell it's not just someone reading a story. He's very invested in his work, obviously, because it is his work. And that just comes across in his presentation and his reading, and it's very clean and it sounds great. So I cannot recommend Nathan Lowell's work enough. For the past 2 weeks, I've just been sucked into that world of The Deep Dark and Ishmael Wong and now South Coast, which I just finished yesterday. But as far as I know, there is in fact another book on the way, and that is going to be called Cape Grace. And you can actually find out more about Nathan Lowell at his website, which is durandus.org/golden, and that's spelled durandus.org/golden, G-O-L-D-E-N. And the reason it's golden, the one thing that I neglected to tell you, is that the subtitle for all of Nathan Lowell's books are stories from the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper. So, Golden Age of the Solar Clipper slash Golden. Go check it out. It's really good, and actually the website is pretty fantastic in that it has a lot of the backstory and a lot of the world building that went into making the four books that Nathan Lowell has written. It's really kind of neat to check out. So, durandus.org/golden, check out Nathan Lowell. You can also find him at podiobooks.com, and he is very active on the Podio Books community, so if you're interested in chatting with him, you can find him there.
Something new from podiobooks.com.
South Coast, a shaman's tale from the golden age of the solar clipper. Otto is Richard Krug's only son, an heir to the shaman's gift. The only problem is, Otto doesn't want it. He wants to be a fisherman. But when company policies force unwelcome changes onto his life, and even threaten the security of the village, Otto discovers that being a shaman isn't optional. Jimmy Pirano is caught between the devil and the deep green sea when the new production quotas are handed down from corporate headquarters. Locked into a century of existing practice, Jimmy is forced to find new ways to fish and new places to do it in, or face the very real possibility that Pirano Fisheries will lose the St. Cloud franchise. Join Otto, Richard, and Rachel Krug as they struggle with what it means to be the son of a shaman. Cast off with Jimmy, Tony, and Casey as they navigate the shoals and shallows of corporate fishery along the South Coast. In this fourth novel of the Golden Age, Nathan Lowell weaves together a tapestry of life along the South Coast and explores how business and spirit blend to produce something which might be magic. South Coast, a shaman's tale from the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper. Written and read by Nathan Lowell. Available now at podiobooks.com.
Welcome back. Mika Pauly, probably a name you're not terribly familiar with yet, but you should be. I discovered Mika a few years ago on MySpace when I was writing for On the Pod. I decided that I was going to do a MySpace music special, which I did, and she was one of the artists that I had downloaded tracks from and listened to and wrote about. At the time, she was promoting an EP called Out of Car Wrecks and Hurricanes that I really, really dug. The minute I was done downloading her stuff and listening to it, I went out and picked up her album, as well as her acoustic EP that came out earlier. And in the time since, I have also purchased her self-titled debut album, Mika Pauly, that was released in 2000. And now, she has released her first full-length album since her 2000 album, called Elijah Drop Your Gun. I'm going to play a track called 945 from Elijah Drop Your Gun, just so you know. You can find out more about Mika Pauly at her website, which is www.mika.com, which is M-I-E-K-A. So www.mika.com. And here is 945.
Just 30 seconds to spare, swerving all around and you don't care. God save the soul of the man who gave you gasoline. Oh, 30 seconds, it's time to make or break a man and you don't mind. God save the soul of the man who gave you gasoline.
So that was Mika Pauly with 9:45 from her album Elijah Drop Your Gun. I would like to thank Mika so much for letting me play her music on the podcast. And like I said before, you can find out more about Mika Pauly by going to her website at www.mika.com. And she also has a MySpace page that is www.myspace.com/Mika, M-I-E-K-A, where you can check out some of her tunes. You can purchase her tunes through Snowcap there for all of her albums. And she's also got a killer video for her song Secret from her new album, Elijah Drop Your Gun, that is right up there at the top of the page, and I highly recommend you check it out. Also on her MySpace page is her touring schedule, and this woman is on tour all the damn time. So you should go out and catch her if you have not yet, and if you have, you know that you need to go out and catch her again, because seeing Mika Pauly live is a great thing. All the times that I've seen her, it's been her and an acoustic guitar, and it's just this incredibly powerful performance, a really powerful voice, and she just fills a room. You should go see her now before you have to pay, you know, $75-$100 to go see her, because it'll happen soon. Mika, again, thank you very much for letting me play your tunes, and here's another promo, and we'll be right back.
One, two, three.
Hi, I'm a Murr.
And I'm a JC.
What you doing there, JC?
Oh, I'm just putting together the next episode of Seven Son Book 3, Destruction. It's gonna be good.
Oh, cool. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
You and 34,999 other people, baby.
It's an excellent trilogy. You should be proud.
Oh, I am. Trust me, I am. You should see me buffing my fingernails on my coat here. Hey, speaking of which, didn't we launch fiction podcasts at the same time in June?
Yeah, I launched Heaven Season 3, Earth, last June.
Yeah, well, you should really turn your eye to podcasting, something that's got a little more legs, Murr. Seventh Son is still going strong and looks like Heaven shut down. You shouldn't end your trilogy in just a handful of weeks.
But it's not a trilogy.
It's not?
No, I have seasons 4 and 5 mapped out, and in between I'll be podcasting my novel, Playing for Keeps. So I'll be podcasting fiction well into 2008. Hey, what do you have on deck after Seventh Son ends?
I gotta go.
Download the Seventh Son trilogy and the Heaven series, and look for Playing for Keeps there in November at patiobooks.com.
All right, my friends, that's going to bring us to the end of episode 6 of On the Podcast. I'd like to thank you all so much for coming back and listening and checking out the things that I have to share with you. Also, I'd like to thank Mika Pauly for letting me play her music for you all today. And like I said, she's just an outstanding live performer, so when she does come to your town, go see her, go buy her music, check it out, you'll dig it. And also, thanks to Nathan Lowell for a very entertaining 2 weeks. So here is one more promo for another fine, fine podcast. And that is going to do it. Have a great week. Bye.
Hi, I'm a Murr.
And I'm a JC.
Hey, I'm a JC too. Over here.
What the heck?
You know, we got really tired of you one-upping us in the last promo, so we cloned ourselves.
Yeah, that's right, clone. Ha ha.
Oh, that's original. Ow.
See, you can't geek foo us with your sarcasm. Not all seven of us at the same time.
Yeah, look at us, seven JCs right
clone,
over
clone,
here.
Clone, 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 clone.
Carbon
clone.
Copies of the JC, baby.
Oh, please.
Oh. Give it up, Lafferty. I'm the superior podcaster.
Yeah, well, I'm superior,
I
too.
I was the superior podcaster.
Everyone knows that I'm superior.
JC, if you have access to all the weird stuff in your books, then I have access as well.
So?
Ow! Do you remember that my book is about gods?
Oh, crap.
Download the Seventh Son Trilogy and the Heaven series and look for Playing for Keeps there in November at patiobooks.com.
You've been listening to On the Podcast, brought to you by onthepod.net. On the Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license. If you have a band and would like your music played on the Podcast, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email us at onthepod@gmail.com.